Everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to this TRE testimonial with Mark, the TRE provider program that is coming to an end. So we will talk to Mark a little bit today about his experience. We are live here from the farm, Chiang Mai, Thailand, from Living with the Spirit, from our Abundant Transformation Center, where we help people to overcome any physical, emotional, or spiritual blockages or challenges so they can explore their personal, emotional, and financial freedom and to have a lot of abundance in their lives. So, Simba, how about you take it away?
Sure. Thank you for the intro. Yeah, so it's been a journey, Mark, to do the TRE program. And I remember when I did my own program, I was like, yeah, I know how to tremor. Why should I do a full program? Okay, that sounds interesting. But well, why don't we start from there, from the beginning, you know? How has your view on TRE changed now compared to when you started? Because you had done quite a few sessions with us prior to starting the program. Now, well, what has kind of changed in your way of looking at of what we do in the practice?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it kind of continues to evolve, honestly. But if I go back even further to like before I knew anything about TRE, I did my first session actually with Sarah. I distinctly remember from that very first session feeling trepidatious about all of the exercises, like why is she asking me to do all this weird stuff and bend over and stand up and lift my legs? And I was like, what's going to happen? Because I knew a little bit about it, but like I knew that tremoring was part of this process, and Sarah explained it very well. Whenever I did start to tremor, I felt very peaceful about it, and I was like, wow, this is a very interesting thing that happens in my body that I never knew about before. And so experiencing it from that standpoint as a receiver for a long time really helped me to understand the depth of it in my personal being. And then when I had the opportunity to go through the provider training program, then I was able to understand it on a deeper level and understand the aspects of grounding and holding space so that other people can tremor, much like Sarah was grounded and held space for me on my first session.
Oh, that's amazing. That's an amazing journey. And what kind of got you to go from, you know, there's one point of I know how to do it for myself towards actually want to share it to others, you know? How was that transition for you?
Well, my background is in education. So as a teacher, almost every time I learn something new, I want to share it with other people. So I think that just have that innate drive inside of me where I just want, you know, whatever I find interesting, I like to help others with that. But TRE is interesting because, it helps people to like see reality in a different way after a few experiences. And that can just open up so many doors. So, you know, in the past, I've mostly worked with young children, young adults, and teachers. But I think that I really look forward to spreading TRE to a wider variety of people. That's really exciting to me.
So what has kind of evolved as you've done this practice, right? You talked about it's a continuous evolving process, but what would you say, you know, how has that changed your way of looking either at yourself or at the human body, or, you know, in what way would you say it starts to evolve and you know, maybe open up new lines of thoughts and ways of looking at things?
Yeah, I would say that through the training program, I've learned to kind of incorporate the entirety of my being, whereas before I really had a major separation between my mental activities and my physical activities, and I was very disconnected from my physical activities and my body, so much so that I wasn't even aware of my own limitations and my joints and pains and stiffnesses that are in my knees and legs. I was just completely avoiding those and disassociating from them. And so through the practice itself, I've been able to bring consciousness and awareness back into my body. And because of that, I'm able to feel deeply into the areas where I previously held tension, and I'm slowly releasing so that I have more flexibility, more movement, more agility in my body. And I just feel like a bit more present in my body. I feel safer. I feel okay and connected. And I'm currently kind of going through layers of shame and letting that go. And that allows me to feel more comfortable and peaceful in my body. So I probably haven't felt this way since I was a very small child.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And how would you say, you know, since when I look at TRE, I really, one of the main things I talk about when I present the program or the practice is that you don't really have to go into an emotion or a thought. So I'm just wondering, how would you say it helps you process something that we don't actually go into consciously, right? How, like, if I don't actually go there, how can I do notice that I get some result or that I'm even doing some work in this area?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've gone to therapy and rehab, and I've sought out all kinds of supports, over the years, and I haven't found anything as useful and helpful as TRE. Exactly for what you mentioned, Simba, is that I don't have to, you know, bring it all up intellectually and try to, you know, reorganize it in my mind and talk about it and journal about it and, you know, all this stuff. Well, those things can be helpful for sure. The TRE process is the natural mechanism that just allows any stress, tension, or trauma to naturally release from my body because it's just stored energy. And energy doesn't have to have a story. So, you know, my mind can be completely blank, not thinking about anything, when my body is tremoring and letting go of that stress and that trauma and that tension, which means that it's gone away and I don't have to go back and reprocess it in my mind.
And I really like, you know, you said you come from like an educator background or teaching background. How does it feel to teach something like TRE from that perspective that you're talking about, right? Does that differentiate from how you were teaching before, you know, in your profession?
Oh, it's wildly different. Because before, you know, the subjects that I would teach are engineering and computer science and very intellectual things. So everything was kind of like a head and up process. We would use our hands to type in the keyboard and that kind of thing. But there was practically zero body movement or body awareness at all in my many, many years of teaching. And I never even really thought about it. So this is very different. Through this process of connecting to my own body, I think that people see that shift and that change in me. And people start to ask questions, like, hey, what have you been doing? What's going on with you? Why are you so different now? And then being able to help other people with that is something I really look forward to.
And what has your experiences been teaching others, right? Because you had a few one-on-ones and some groups, kind of how, because I always look at it myself, you know, the best way to learn is to teach. When you start to teach something, then you really go, what is this really about? And what am I actually looking at? You know, more than a technique than you were saying before, or intellectual knowledge that you're trying to pass on to someone. How does that look differently? You know, what has your experiences been so far?
Well, I think the coolest thing about TRE and compared to teaching other things is that typically, let's say if I'm teaching computer science, the knowledge is coming from me. And I'm imparting that knowledge to the students. And then they have to process that knowledge and figure out what it means to them. The great thing about TRE is that it's not my knowledge, that they have the knowledge, their body, their DNA has the knowledge to do this. So all I'm doing is really just guiding people to experience themselves. So there's actually very little teaching involved in this. I'm just a space holder and a guide. And I really think that that's an important aspect that kind of gets lost in all fields of education, is we kind of think of the textbook or the resource as being the value of the knowledge. But we forget that our own bodies are encoded with lots of knowledge that's in our DNA. And tremoring is just one aspect of that. So I'm just helping people to see that for themselves.
That's beautiful. It kind of brought me back to those references with, like, I have a martial art background myself. You know, when people come into a master in these old movies and they say, I'm at level zero. There's like, there is no level zero. And they don't try to teach someone a structure. This is how you do it. They say, okay, show me what you can and we work from there. And I kind of got that feeling from what you said, you know, you really work with the person, not try to impose something to their structure or their intellect.
Yeah, right. not implementing something from the outside.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, like rediscovering the what we talked, like a little bit like we talked with the in the episode with David, like lighting up the body from the inside.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's truly amazing. So a question I get sometimes is, you're very intellectual and you know how to read and do like a lot of this kind of high level academics, but but some people are like, you know, is it hard literature during the program? And people are like, oh, will I be able to read all of this? And I kind of get the idea some people look at this as like a degree, you know. What would you say to someone that's coming into the program?
If you know how to read, you'll be fine.
That's true. You don't have to be a PhD to join this program, even though that's what I'm doing. I remember early on in the program, Simba was sharing all of the requirements. And he's like, yeah, well, there's going to be reading this many books and you have to reflect and you have to write and you have to check in. And there's going to be, and I was just like, oh my God, like it feels like I'm doing another PhD. but that was just my you know, overly active mind worrying about things. And but the book studies have actually been probably one of my favorite things about the program. And some of the books I've read are going to be, you know, kind of like on the top of my bookshelf, along with my favorite books that I will continue to come back to and read over and over again. So initially, while it sounds like a lot to read, and but you have to realize that it's spread out over a period of time. So it's all about pacing yourself and staying committed to the process.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that's one of the questions that we get when people apply or when before they apply. Like, ooh, is it a lot of stuff? It's like, how much time is it time consuming, and do I need to be like booked all the time? So, what was your feeling like with the overall assignments and the spread out? Because there's a couple of assignments. You need to log your TRE sessions. You need to do the book reviews. You need to attend sessions that are all always on the weekends.
Yeah.
How's your feeling with the amount of work that is required?
Well, I think that, you know, it is a lot of work. But if you have a structure and diligence towards that, it's really just a little bit of time every week. And what I really like is that Simba has said in every session, you know, a reminder of what we're doing and where we should be at. And he said, you know, by this day, you should have X number of reflections. And by the next time we meet, you should have done, you know, two sessions, you know. So he's very good at keeping us on track with that. So I found that aspect useful, whereas I've been in other classes where the professor gives you the syllabus on the first day and then you turn in an exam on the last day and it's all up to you to do all of the study, the course material, the reading, the reflections, all of that.
Yeah.
And that can be overwhelming and difficult. So I appreciate the way that Simba has structured the course and the activities to keep everybody, you know, on pace, on time. And it also helps to build a bit of like diligence and, you know, connectedness to the program. If you wait too long, you kind of forget about things, or you're not involved in it. So if we stay at it every week, it becomes like second nature.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, when I did the program, I felt that it was a very good balance with the meetings and the books. And I mean, I didn't feel overwhelmed at all doing it. It was just, it was more my personal process that I felt was the big thing for me. So what do you feel has been, because we always say like, okay, what you truly need to work on will come up during the process. What has been your golden nugget, your treasure that came up?
Well, I mean, there was quite a few things I mentioned already about like my body sensations and being able to feel connected and feel safe inside my body. The other thing is that I've been able to cultivate a much more grounded presence with people, where before, you know, I was probably half in a conversation with someone and half intellectualizing about something else. And I probably spent a very long time of my life doing that. So I was never able to be fully present in a situation because my mind was occupied with a million other thoughts. So the TRE process has been able to help me like really ground my nervous system completely so that it feels safe and able to express itself. And so because of that, I can have a much fuller presence with people, with spaces, with what I'm doing, with my activities, and giving, you know, a pure and guided intention into what I'm doing, instead of, you know, kind of this half-assed approach where my mind was so scattered that I really couldn't give the correct amount of attention to any of the things that I was doing.
Mm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Your mic is on your beard a little bit.
Yeah. So let's, like, another question I get sometimes, some people are like, you know, I want to do the program, but I don't know if I want to teach, right? Some people, I don't know if I want to teach one-on-ones in groups. Would you still say that you had a benefit of doing this program, even though you wouldn't monetize the skill?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Even if someone isn't going to become a TRE provider and do TRE trainings for people, it's a valuable skill for your own nervous system. So you learn so much about your own nervous system that it practically changes your life and your outlook and how you perceive others, yourself, and really reality. So that alone is worth its value.
And you already alluded to some of this, but would you say it has changed your way of doing your work or other areas outside of TRE as well? And could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, in my work, I work online and oversee several groups of people. And I found that in my work meetings, I'm able to kind of like analyze the room of people and kind of guide people and notice where their nervous system is coming from and how their nervous system reacts to different situations, and use my knowledge of the nervous system and grounding to carefully guide people towards actions in the business. So it's really helped in all aspects of my life. My team have even noticed and mentioned and commented about how smooth things are running now and how orderly our meetings are and how effective communication is going and how smooth the process is going, which is, you know, even kind of like helped to save time with my coworkers. And I think everyone is experiencing a little bit of a more relaxed nervous system because of that.
When the boss is grounded, everyone else is grounded.
Yeah. Yeah, it really helps.
I mean, when the leader is grounded, then it's just sets a very nice tone to the whole place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we talk about that in the training program, usually module 3. It's kind of like, you know, the captain of the ship analogy. That's what came up when you were talking, you know, like you can be a boat crew on a sailing boat or whatever boat out in the ocean, right? And it can be a lot of storms and things going on. And the first thing all the crew is going to do is look at the captain. If the captain is there and just relaxed, then everyone else going to be like, okay, we get through this. But if the captain starts to freak out, it's not going to be a pretty scene, right? Because then everyone has nowhere to go and no safety, stability. So that's very beautiful to hear, you know, that effect is spreading out to other areas from people that aren't doing the practice, and you may or may have not even talked to them about it, but they can still feel the benefits from your work extended to others.
In the mentorship program that you and I are doing, we're talking a lot about the healthy polarities, the healthy masculine and the healthy feminine. How do you feel that the TRE provider program has affected you in your work towards the healthy masculine?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that a grounded nervous system is the avenue towards grounding both the masculine and the feminine. Mm-hmm. So a strong masculine person needs to be well-grounded in their masculinity. A strong feminine needs to be well-grounded in their femininity. And really there's a polarity that has to be balanced in each individual as well, because we both have aspects of the masculine and feminine. And when you're ungrounded, when your nervous system is activated, you aren't really able to notice that balance. And so you might sway more towards one or the other. And that's usually kind of like a defense mechanism. So if you're in a hostile environment, whether you're a male or a female, your defense mechanism may be to raise your masculine energy so that you can, you know, protect yourself and take care of business. Once your nervous system is grounded, you can drop that masculine shield and step back into a more balanced state of your masculine and feminine energies. So I think that for me, I've been able to really step into a stronger masculine energy for myself and take away some of the defensive mechanisms that I've been building up over my life.
No, I really noticed that. So I like that reflection. And another thing that we also talk about is the financial freedom and like the relationship to wealth and the nervous system connection to wealth. What have you noticed in that area of development?
There's been,
and I'm not talking about money falling from the sky or something like that.
No, there's been a significant change. So, you know, like I would say that regardless if I was to be making more money or not, just how I think about money and I think about my value has changed. So, you know, like when I first came to the farm, I had like a 1976 Toyota pickup truck and a broken motorcycle and a half welded together bicycle. And, you know, I only wore tie-dye t-shirts you know, so there's been an evolution that's slowly been unfolding and it's still continuing, you know, it's still going on. I have quite a few nice things in my life. And that's not because I manifested $1 million. It's because I just allowed myself to make choices that were more aligned with you know, the feeling of myself and the feeling of my body. And I built this house. You know, I have like a nice computer, and I now have an air conditioner. We have a new truck. There's like all these things are physical things. And while, you know, in the spiritual realm, to one degree, those things don't have like a place in my soul. But the comforts and the feeling of abundance surrounding me is grounding my nervous system even more, because I know that I have reliable things. Yeah. But it's not about the symbol on my car. I don't care what brand it is, but having a vehicle that runs well, that is accountable, that isn't going to break down, that has, you know, new tires and everything. That's a safety for my nervous system. I have a computer that's not going to crash. I have an air conditioner that's going to keep me cold. You know, all of these things are really not just, you know, possessions, but they're nervous system accoutrements.
Nice work.
From the outside, you are making more and you are allowing more, and
well, yeah, probably a little bit, yeah.
Yes. So you're still being very humble,
receiving and more, right?
Receiving more, yeah,
yeah. Your nervous system is prepared for that,
yeah. So what happens is when your nervous system starts to ground and you start to work with your with the receiving and the value, the self-worth, then automatically you will receive more because you're worth more.
Yeah.
And that's how it builds. And that's a very, very interesting process that I've been, so we've been working with this for a while, and I can see significant change. And I'm not sure if we can say that the truck and the aircon is not attached to the soul. I think it's, no, I'm just joking. No, but
parallel.
It's a feeling of allowing life to be less friction, to be less suffering, and there is like that's the nervous system is like the gate to a lot of less suffering and allowing the self to receive more, because we can hold more, we are worth more, and we allow more and we receive more. So that's a very interesting dynamic in question, I feel, that we will talk more and more about in here from Living with the Spirit. So any final questions for from Simba, or any final comments from Mark?
Yeah, I think like just a personal anecdote with that or reflection is the capacity of holding more, holding space isn't necessarily I take on someone else's problem or responsibilities, but I can be calm in the face of them, right? And it creates a safe space for someone to come back to, just like a parent or anything. When someone is upset, you just see someone that's calm, that has a calming effect on you. And the same for your own personality, whatever your endeavor is, the more grounded you get, the more capacity you have. So like you said, maybe money isn't falling down from trees, but you have the capacity to receive. You won't be repellent to money, that we can be, you know, like the autonomic nervous system can be feeling that this is unsafe to receive or love or money or whatever it is, right? So I think that havingness, that capacity of receiving and also giving increases, and that has a cumulative effect on your life outside of the practices. And that's definitely been the case for me, more of everything, I would say, and nothing specific. It's just more of everything, because I have more capacity.
Yeah.
And I'm able to receive, but I'm also able to give more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Any final words from you, Mark?
Yeah, I think that what we mentioned earlier, the provider program is valuable to people, whether or not they intend to go forth and teach TRE in the world, basically for all of the reasons that we've already mentioned. So if that's something you're thinking about, consider the benefits.
Yeah. So applications for the next cohort, the 2023 cohort, the applications are now open. So you can apply to join, and Simba will read your application and invite you to a consultation. So that's the application process. It starts in October, but we are launching the spots now, and they are selling. People are claiming the spots. So I think waiting until October will definitely be way too late. So now is the time to apply if you feel called. And if you have any questions or feel like, I'm not sure, I still want to know more, maybe I want to talk to Simba a little bit more, I'm going to spend a year with this guy, I need to know, you know, if this is something for me, then you just reach out to us, and there's no problem to book a consultation with Simba to just see, and you can answer all your questions or anything that you have in mind. So just reach out to us or read more about it on livingwiththespirit.com. You just find the TRE provider program, and there's all the dates and all the information and everything, and the space where you apply. So reach out to us directly or apply straight on the website. And I hope to see you there. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for joining in, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for sharing your story and your experience. And good luck on the certifications coming up soon, hopefully.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes, absolutely. Very soon.
You have the confidence, though, so that's good.
Yes. Yeah, you're on the last rounds.
Home stretch.
Yes. Great. Lots of love. Bye, everyone. Ciao.